Tonight's shir simin resh mem vov seif hey. Im yisrael ve'ena yehudi shutaf mevehema. If a yid and a non-Jew are partners in an animal, they bought the animal together. Mutar lasos bo in yehudi malacha b'shabbos. The non-Jew can work with that animal on Shabbos. Ayidei sheyasne im ha'ena yehudi b'tchila, provided there's an agreement with the non-Jew up front, kishakonu osa, when they bought it, sheyitol ena yehudi b'shabbos v'so b'yom chol, that it belongs to the non-Jew on Shabbos, it belongs to the Yid on the weekdays. V'imlo hifnu b'tchila, if they did not make such a condition up front, osa, then it's taka forbidden. Even if they want to make this agreement later on, it's a falun, because we can't allow the Jew to work with, have his animal work on Shabbos. And in the case of the partnership, the only way to avoid it would be to make sure it belongs to the non-Jew on Shabbos and not to the Yid. And if you didn't make that arrangement, you can't make it later on. Let's stop here for a moment to take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chav Beis. Betchila kishakanu v'chulu. When they bought it together, they should make a condition. The nimsa delo kenuya habehemel yisol klal biyom haShabbos. It comes out that it does not belong to the yid at all on Shabbos. Va'oz and then achakach mutar nefil lachul b'shava. Afterwards, it will be permitted to divide the profits equally. Ve'im b'zeh mishum schar Shabbos, and there's no problem of earnings of Shabbos. K'mo shekos of simin reish from hesif beis, as we mentioned before in simin reish from hey. V'gam de'oz afilu machrayi shneim b'shavah, then, even if they are equally responsible, kol yemos ha'shvuah during the week, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos, whether it's weekday or Shabbos, mutter, it's fine, because the working of the animal on Shabbos has nothing to do with the yid. It's the goy's animal for Shabbos. Sifgan chav gimel ve'im lo hisna v'tchil, but let's say they did not make the condition up front. Eliyachash and Ishtatfu, only after they were partners, Amalo, he says to him, Tolata b'Shabbos v'niknegdecho b'chol, you take it for Shabbos, I'll take it for a weekday. Af im noimar, shein isser b'zeh mach mashfises behemto, even if he would say that there's no isser of his animal working on Shabbos, kim sheish le'en yehud d'chelik bo, because the non-Jew has a portion of it, v'alkocha sheisol oisem alocha, and he's taking it to work with it on Shabbos against the will of the Yid, Mikomokamas is still also. The Bechoze who noitel yomech keneged yom Shabbos, because the Yid is now making an agreement that he gets it for one day opposite the Shabbos day. Vavischa Shabbos, shlo b'havlo. So he's getting earnings from Shabbos. There's no havlo. So that's the problem. Sivkan chavdalot. If they don't make a condition beforehand, it's aser. Afal pisha hisno achach, even though they make a condition later on. Miloshen zem mashma. The language implies that certainly, if they made no condition later on, that is forbidden. Yet the Beis Yosef is inclined to say that if they never made a condition, they didn't make an agreement before they went into partnership, and they didn't make an agreement after they went into the partnership, that you take Shabbos and I take a weekday. But at the end of the week, they divide the profits equally. Nothing was spoken out about Shabbos. Deshari, the Beis Yosef is inclined to say that it's mutter. The noita schar Shabbos b'avlo, because he's taking whatever came in on Shabbos, that earnings, as part of a bigger piece, so it's swallowed up. V'isser d'shvises behemta, what about the isser that his animal is supposed to rest? Svirli d'enkan, he holds there's no problem. Da'en Yehudi Yosef al-Korcha b'Shabbos, because the non-Jew is working with the animal against the will of the Yid, because he has a portion of the animal. Even though the Yid did do something wrong when he joined in the partnership to begin with, he should have been concerned that it's going to end up, my animal is going to work on Shabbos. He should have made an agreement up front, you take Shabbos, I take a weekday. It doesn't change the fact that right now he's allowed to share in the profits. However, the wording of the Shulchan Aruch seems to be that he didn't want to rely on this practically speaking. Again, this is the Beis Yosef. If you look at the Beis Yosef, the implication is if you made no Tanai, you could just split the profits at the end of the week. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it like that. So Lamaisa, practically speaking, he didn't want to rely on it. Vedan, you should know. Now, even according to this view of the Beis Yosef, that he doesn't worry about his animal resting on Shabbos. The only allowance to divide the money afterwards equally is in a case of great loss. Like the Ramo explains in Rishim Hey in the Ramo. And it's implied the Magen Avraham that we can rely on that. So the Shulchan Aruch begins, if a Jew and non-Jew are partners in a behemoth, and what you're supposed to do is make an agreement up front, the non-Jew takes Shabbos, the Yid takes a weekday. Shulchan Aruch continues, V'im yalve osa le'en Yehudi b'avol gemur. Let's say the Yid loans the animal to a non-Jew with an absolute halva, that he can actually sell it. The non-Jew has the right to sell the animal. If he wants. Without asking permission from the Yid. This is the difference between She'ela and Halva. By She'ela, the animal goes back. By Halva, you lend someone money, he spends the money. He spends the money. And then he gives you new money back. So let's say they set up like a Halva. Here's the animal. You want to spend it? You want to sell it? That's not a problem. The Yiskov Hadam al any Yehudi, you arrange up front how much money the animal is worth, what the halva is worth. V'achrayis hashvorim al any Yehudi, and all the responsibility of these animals, these oxen around the non-Jew, mutter. So if it's set up that it's more than she'ela, not just I'm lending it to you, but it's like a loan that you can actually sell the animal, and this is how much money I need to get back afterwards, then even if he gives back the animal, it wasn't the Yid's animal, and he could work with it on Shabbos. The Yesh Matirim, some allow, afilo lo yehirushus biyada in Yehud lotziyam, even if it's actually not in the non-Jew's rights to sell the animal. As long as you set up a price, in other words, buy a loan, a she'ela, I lend you my animal, you give my animal back. Here, we are putting a price tag on the animal. We're putting a price tag on the animal and saying, this is the value. The yachs are in Yehudi, the aseh apotiki. And then what the non-Jew does is, he makes the animal like the guarantee on the loan. Perish. Apo tehe koi. This is where it'll be. Koloma lo yehe lecha prenom mizet. You'll get payment from the animal. This is going to be designated for the payment. The Yisrael, for the Yid. Or yehar harem. You make it like a mashkin, perish mashkin lost Yishmol Rahan. This is the term in Yishmol for collateral. Etzlo. So you make the animal the collateral. As long as you don't say the payment is retroactive from today. So you're creating a type of loan where the animal is loaned to the non-Jew. There's a price associated for the value. And then you make up that I'm going to pay you back from this animal. That would be restitution. As long as the restitution is from the time of the payment onwards, not retroactively, then when the guy worked with it on Shabbos, it did not belong to the Yid. So the first case of the heter is a full-fledged halva, he could actually spend it. Yesh matirin, even if he can't spend it, but there's a price tag and an apotek. The yesh matirin, there's another group that's matir, as long as the Yid tells the goy, don't work with it on Shabbos. And if you go against this agreement and you work with it on Shabbos, you're fully responsible. Even in Oinus. And it's going to be a legal document in the courts. So now, if he wants to work with it on Shabbos, it's not the Yid's animal. Since the non-Jew acquired it to be chayiv in oinsin. So this is the same as the sheet that we had that was matrin sif dalet. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah, sif katan chafhei. We're going through a series of heterim of how to allow a non-Jew to use the Jew's animal on Shabbos. The first one the Mechaber brings is the halva now. The case of the halva. The yiskav adamim, set a price. Hanashasham osah bedamim. They evaluated the animal for its value, kfimashi ashav, what it's currently worth. Vimtisyaker utuzal yakol brushuso. If it goes up or down in value, that is happening in the reshus of the non-Jew. Vafilu hochi hisne gamkenshi reshus biyadotzia. And on top of that, they add that the non-Jew has the right to sell it. The Sfira Kedasa Yesh Oymen Alba Sifdal, the Binisha Inihud Yochel Mocha. Because this is like the Yesh Oymen Sifdal that was strict and says it's not enough to have Yukra Vezula. You have to actually have the right to sell it. If you have the right to sell it, then it's Taka belongs to the non Jewish Shabbos. There's no Shvisis Behemto. So Vekan Chavav Lehotzia Aydei Vechul Bemilveh. The next opinion, the Yesh Matirim holds that even if the non Jew cannot sell it, but you have a price on it, and an apotheke, and he'll pay him back with the animal, that's fine. Again, he's lending it to the non-Jew. But there's a price tag on the animal. It's not just a regular she'ela where you return the animal, there's a price tag. And the money is like a loan. He owes him the money. But he comes to add, even though the non-Jew then turns around and makes the animal an apotheke, that he'll pay back with the animal. So he doesn't have any right to sell it. It's still mutter. Another option is to make an amashkan by the yid, perish. Even though he's giving it to the yid as his collateral, that he can pay from the animal, if he doesn't give money back. And then the non-Jew takes the animal from the yid. The oivemen works with it. It's still mutter. We say the actual animal is in the domain of the non-Jew. So in these cases, even though it's not a sale to the non-Jew, because it's a loan and the goy owes money to the yid, he doesn't owe the animal to the yid. He owes money to the yid. We say the animal is in the reshus of the non-Jew. As long as you make sure that when the non-Jew pays back, it's not retroactive from now. Haina meaning, I feel even if you would say, if I don't give you the money at such and such time, then the animal is yours. As long as it doesn't say from now it's yours, the yid does not acquire the animal retroactively. If the Najah doesn't give him money, he gets his animal back, he doesn't get any money back, but it's not retroactive. Right now, there's a lien on it, but it's not like it belongs to the yid, so there's no power shvisa behemta. Sifkan chavtes, then there's a yesh matirin, that as long as you tell him not to use the animal on Shabbos, it's enough. Even though the Najah has no right to sell it, it's still mutter. This is a stam like the shitas that were made go back in Sivdal. He was mekabel, he did take upon himself achrayas if it goes up or down in value. You should write it up in the courts. The fisumi milsa, it should be public knowledge. So it should avoid any suspicion that the non-Jew is using the Jew's animal on Shabbos. So there are a number of leniencies, each one being more makel than the one before. Says, all these angles of allowances are halachas. You can do any one you want. Even if the animal is entirely the Yid's animal, it's not a shutif. We treat it as if it's a partnership with the non-Jew. But it's your public knowledge was done in a mutterdik fashion. These allowances are halach l'maisa. The best heter, just sell the animal outright to the non-Jew. And the non-Jew should give the yid an oifkab. So the notes say it's to make a dima. He should make a down payment. Make a down payment. The yeser hadamim and the balance, yiskaf lo b'milveh, will be alone. The yasim apotekei liyisrael, then the animal could be the guarantee for the loan. She betuch mosav, that he's secure in getting his money back. It's kind of like a mortgage. The person buys the house, but the bank knows it could take the house back if you don't pay. So it's the same idea over here. The animal, but there's kind of like a lien on the animal. If he doesn't pay back, he gets the animal back. He puts up some money, he makes a down payment, and the yid gives him the animal
for security.
But if the animal is not paid for, he's going to take the animal back. But in the interim, it belonged to the guy. It doesn't belong to it.
He has enough violence that the yid's not.
There's no shvisa behemta, exactly. V'hanochon, the proper thing, shiyasi idin ha-mechir b'fnei dayon ha-ir. Do the sale in front of the dayon of the city. K'dei shiyasi idin ter, make sure it's done k'halocho. Gam shiforce medav, it creates a publicity. Shliach ha-shash, maras ayin, avoids any maras ayin. Sifkan la-beis, eizen shiyitza afilu v'chul. The Ramah says, all these leniencies work, whatever you want. Even if the animal belongs to the yid. Hainu da'af kabolos achrayis b'luchud. Even the most lenient case, like we had in Sivdalt, the Nadju takes full responsibility. The Mechaber concludes, the last thing he said is that it also works. After even though the Nadju can't sell it, so the Indian Yukav is all, but it does belong to the Nadju if it changes in value. So that's the Das Yesh Matirim, that's the view of the Yesh Matirim back in Sivdalt. The Yosetov, really what's better is Shias Mechira Gemura. Just do a full fledged Mechira, Kanab Sifka Lamanaf, like I just said in the previous Sifka Lamanaf. The other says Gamdas Hamachmir Mishon, because that will accommodate the views that are more strict. Those who are more strict would be concerned in this case, Nisidiraisa. Vimkosh Lolasas Kola Fani Hetra Elu Shastra, but let's say it's hard to do the Heterim the best ways possible. It's a time of great need. He has fields. He cannot find a non-Jewish sharecropper to work unless he provides the animals to work with it. He can't stop it from playing on Shabbos. Now we can rely back on the Shita Sabach that says it's mutter as long as you relinquish ownership in front of three before Shabbos. For you force him a dover, and it makes a public knowledge is chashad, won't come to chashad. So we began the halachas, how do you deal with a field? And the sharecroppers, and then it's a daita denavshika of it. So now there's a new complication. The guy will only agree to be a sharecropper if you provide the animals to rent the field. He's a migrant worker. He doesn't have animals. He needs your animals. What are you going to do now with Shabbos? So if you can't do the heter mentioned above, Shas the Chag, you can even rely on being mafker. V'hefker tzerech lios b'leiv shalem. Now the hefker has to be wholehearted. Al below Shas the Chag, but if it's not in a time of need, ein lismach al hefker, don't rely on hefker. Moshe kasar lo el mishne bura sivkan yudal, you wrote this before in sivkan yudal, v'chein hiskan v'dachim Moshe, behed yudra Moshe says it's dachim Moshe straight out. Even though the Yid is not a partner with the Nanju, we treat it as if he is a partner with the Nanju. The allowances we're talking about is when you rent it or lend it, and he's going to do his own work. But that the Nanju should do work for the Yid on Shabbos, ain't heter klal, there's never an allowance. Even if the animal is sold total sale, he still can't work for the Yid. It's going to work. The Jews work on Shabbos for the Yid. That's awesome. Let's say the non-Jew came with his own animals. He can't work on the Yid's land for the Yid on Shabbos. Well, if he's according to this, if the horses belong to a Yid, and the non-Jew is basically a hired hand. He's hired for the year, a handyman, all-around person. He does whatever the Yid needs. He has someone to do his work. So there's no allowance to sell the horses to your manager to work the land on Shabbos. Because the Yid can't let him do work on Shabbos. The only case where it would be mutter is El Mekin Hu Muskulo Rak Lamalocha Zu. Let's say you hire him for a specific job, not all around whatever needs to be done. A specific task. What's the task? Lisa Im Hasusim Lahoycha Schar B'Chalesh Yistach Shanazu. You're going to be my driver. You're going to drive my horses in the wagon to take merchandise whenever we need it during this year. That's your job. Just get the merchandise back and forth. Oz Share Laram. Then according to Amitz Mutter, Koshakosif Sinuation Dal Sefe. We had a Sinuation Dal. Remember, he hires a fellow to be his scribe. He hires him to be his weaver. If he has a specific task, then I don't care when you do it. And we said there's no revach for the year. The Jew doesn't profit who works in Shabbos. So it's a diet of the Rav Shikov. We don't care. If he's hired for all tasks, that's a problem. Because then whatever he's doing is doing for the year. Then there is a revach for the year. But I feel the boy for Zeh. And even when he's hired for a specific task, Asur Loimelo Shisa B'Shabbos, it's still forbidden to instruct him specifically to go and take the animals and travel Shabbos. El Imhu Nosei Mi'atzmo is only that if he goes on his own, in Sirach Lamona Musei, he doesn't have to stop it. Sifkal Lamadal Drak Shifasim V'Chulu, you want to make sure it's public knowledge that it's done B'Derech Heter. Ani Be'er Locha She'Vein, if you look at Be'er Locha, we bring the Ein Kedai La'Hatir Aydei Kol Heter Me'el B'Shastachak. It's not worth it to rely on these leniencies unless it's a Shastachak. As opposed to those people who intentionally sell their oxen to any Yehudi to the non-Jew, they should ask them local Shabbos that they could. It's an excuse to get them to do work on Shabbos. And the malach is identified with the Yid. But after ein limchus beyond him, even though we're not going to protest if someone is mekel, sheishim amal l'smoch, they have who to rely on. Anyone who has a sensitive neshama, bal nefesh, haitash bal nefesh, it comes up many times, he should be concerned not to do this. Ki mishas dechak, unless it's a time of great need, val pi rosh chochem with a psak of the rov. Yisrael sheyesh lo sus, a yid has a horse. L'boha moish lo hamakir la'ashilo o la'haskiro. The government official who knows this yid wants to borrow or rent the horse. V'niyochel l'ma'ein egdo. There's no way he can refuse. V'nei eva, it'll cause discord between him and the yid. Just sell it to him. Sell it to the Moishel for a small amount. Then the non-Jew could do what he wants with it. This government official could do what he wants, even on Shabbos. If afterwards he returns the horse, the gamas chiris and the payment, so it's a gift. Shuvish was yankiv. I'm shachuvish. Hisim gamkein imo negli yad aron. Shachuv agrees, not like the yad aron. So these are leniencies, and the Be'er Locha is great lengths to say. Just trust in the Ibn Shalom, Leman Yuruch Shorach Amercha, follow the Pasuk Kipshuto, don't do Tachpulos, Ashraf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, find your Panotza, you don't have to worry about it. Ultimately, we try to avoid these leniencies exactly, you know, the Kunsin, to get out of the Isser. Sometimes you're in a stock. If the Moishel Ha'ir wants the animal, what are you going to do? Be'er Locha gives a case where they needed someone to drive the wagon to deliver Esroigim in time for Sukkos. And if they wouldn't go on Shabbos, they won't get there in time. So, okay, now you're talking about the Dvar Mitzvah and the Heterim, so we make. That's like a Shas Dechak he's talking about. The Shas Dechak, the Esrog has to get there before Sukkos. Sometimes we'll have to rely on this Heterim. That's what Be'er Locha says. But otherwise, to run your business with these things built in, we try to avoid this unless it's mamish, a very serious Shas Dechak.